Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Sometimes it's easy to forget that this is real life and it's happening right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. And life is precious, so precious. I say this with a heavy heart, and if I'm being honest, I had to just press record and just start because thinking too much more about recording this episode was going to make me even more emotional than I might already get. So just bear with me. Okay, I say this with a heavy heart, that life is precious, as I recently experienced a first. I watched a life fade right before my eyes, and although it's still like a bit raw, I wanted to share with you guys, and I wanted to come to you guys and talk about this because this is real life. For the last few years, my grandfather has been battling two different types of cancer. And I know that I'm grateful to have my grandparents and have been able to spend all these years with them, because my grandmother, even though she's not battling any major health issues right now like cancer, she's still older as well. They are 89 and 87 respectively. They've always been like a second set of parents to me. Like, we're close. Me and my grandparents are close. I can joke with them. I can boss them around. I cook for them and make them experience tons of firsts with foods that two older black people from down south had never even thought of eating, okay? I can't tell you how many times it's like, oh, I've never heard of that before. I've never tried that before. It's fun at times, the experiences that I have with them. And admittedly, it's stressful at times. Now, you might be asking yourself, why is it stressful? It's stressful because I've been living with my grandparents, Gram and Gramp, as I like to call them. And as a result, I've been helping them with everything from day-to-day duties like cooking to the sometimes challenging task of running to the emergency room in the wee hours of the night. So sometimes when you guys might think that I'm just posting super early in the morning, to like Instagram or IG stories or something, it could easily have been because I was sitting in the emergency room waiting for a doctor to see my grandfather. And in a couple instances, my grandmother. But see, I wouldn't change anything because they are my world. They help make the world seem normal for me and right. They always have. They've always been a constant for me. Only days old, when my mom was 23 years old, that's when I came home from the hospital in Palo Alto, California, to none other than my grandparents' house. They've always been there for me, and I truly cherish them. That's exactly why I would do anything for them. And let me clarify this as well. My grandparents are not my parents. They don't serve as my parents. My parents are alive and well and right down the street around the corner. So they are, my parents are in my life, and my grandparents did not raise me. Okay. But they have always been like a second set of parents for me. Now, I remember when I first moved to New York, and a few months later, I'd actually lost my job. My grandfather or my grandmother needed to fly to Houston, Texas, to be there for her sister who was actually dying. And her and my grandfather were going to help her niece take care of her sister. And so I packed up my things and I left New York to go help my grandparents in Texas for more than a month because they were older then and I knew that they needed me. We had a family conversation and I knew that they needed me. Someone needed to go with them. And so I said I would go. I didn't mind being that person that was their backbone and help them through this time. It was really honestly my pleasure to do so because they would never hesitate to do anything for me. Anything. That's how my family is. So after high school, and I'm just giving you guys a little bit of context here so that you understand the relationship. So after high school, I always lived like a minimum of 6 hours drive from my family. But each time that I came home, I always dedicated at least one evening to hanging out with my grandma and grand, talking, watching movies, eating goodies, just like shooting the shit, having a good time. So when I was away, even if I thought about not having my grandparents in my life, it would cause an instant like scenario of waterworks, like just instant. It just made me super emotional, super easy. I couldn't think of a life without them. They've always been there, and I guess some little delusional part of me expected that they would just live as long as I did. Like I would never have to live without them. So when I decided to sell all of my belongings in New York and move to London, upon returning to the States, I knew that I would go and live with my grandparents. Partially because it was a comfortable space, and also because I knew that I would be in and out traveling, and they would be the easiest people to be accepting of that lifestyle and not ask me any questions and just like go with the flow with things. So it was going to be easy. You know, I was going to be in and out, and we had already discussed it and it was fine. And they've always had their arms open to me. So as I began to live with them, I also began to see the realities of their age. They're in their 80s at this point. And I also began to see how much easier it made it for them with me being there. I was happy to spice things up and, you know, bring a little extra excitement to their lives. And every time I would go on a trip, they would say how much they miss me being there. And it made me feel good. I was like, oh, they miss me. You know, they like having me around. To my grandparents, I'm sometimes a bit much, I'm sure, because of just who I am. I demand respect from everyone. I speak my mind. And I have a big personality. And grandma and grandpa, they're simple people. They grew up during the Depression era. And they come from Beaumont, Texas, where sidewalks are replaced with these huge drainage ditches. And like, I remember going there in the summer and being like, what the heck is this? We used to go there for summers. And, you know, black people in their time when they lived in Beaumont, black people couldn't go to certain areas after dark without fearing for their lives. So they grew up in a different time, a different space, in a different way of being. And in our current reality filled with selfies and filters and likes, many of us live in isolated spaces where it's all about us and the life we want and the experiences that we desire and the careers we want and the vacations we want to take and the fabulous lives that we live. But I realize now that I not only live for me, but I live for them too. I live for my entire family. My mom, my dad, my brothers, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles. And I love to make my family happy and enjoy good times with all of them. That is important to me. Just as important as the experiences are, the good times, living the good life, traveling, taking my selfies and all this other stuff, and my career aspirations. Just as much as that stuff is important to me, my family is equally important to me, if not more important to me. You can never predict the twists and turns in life, and I didn't know why I was here with them at first. But now, and I didn't really even think about it, but now as things begin to unfold, or began to unfold with my grandfather's life, as I simultaneously took bigger leaps in my career, it's like all making sense. When I got the news about making it into the Apple Podcast featured section of Bold Women, I was working on a max, you hear me, of 3 hours of sleep. And that wasn't just consistent sleep either. And I'd also been up working on those types of hours of sleep for the second night in a row because I was tending to my grandfather and his complications with going through the process of his body actually deteriorating and him transitioning. So, of course, I was happy about the news about making it into the Bold Women section of Apple Podcasts. But on one side, there was this happiness, and on the other side, there was sadness. Even despite knowing how much knowing how much my grandparents want to see me win, it was still like this mixed emotion because making it into that space, you know, with all these awesome women and featured among all these other really dope podcasts, of course, that's something to be happy about. That's something to celebrate. That's something to cheer about. It's something that my grandparents would be extremely proud of me for. But at the same time, there was just this sadness all around me. There was a sadness. Even those of you who know about the Forbes feature that happened, they were super excited for me. But there was still this unknown and this sadness because things really started to take shape and go downhill for my grandfather around that time. My years spent with my grandparents were as much for me as they were for them. Even though I can recall sometimes sacrificing my work not getting done to assist them with whatever they needed. Although they would never knowingly allow me to do that. But it was just always in my heart to do for them as much as I could. As much as I could, whenever they needed me. That could be from helping to manage prescription refills and ordering stuff online for them, to countless doctors and ER visits, to just doing whatever needed to be done to help make their lives a little bit easier and better. But I can look back on these times and feel good when I say, I was there. I was there. It's funny because, like, my intuition knew deep down. It's like something in my gut knew that my next big move, it wouldn't come until after one of my beloved, I feel like Ayanla, let me just laugh at that, my beloved, until one of my beloved grandparents passed away. I really was grateful for them every day. I would say I was grateful for them. When I would say my prayers, I would thank God that I have my grandparents in my life. Like, that was something I was really, really aware of. And I knew that although I wanted to always have them, I knew that I wouldn't always have them. So I was very, very thankful for having them. Sometimes we think it's all about us, but sometimes it's not. It's just not. It's bigger than any one person. And this life is complex. And it's not just about us. It's about the whole. It's about how you live, how you show up for other people, how you make other people feel, how you connect, who you're there for. All of those things. Those are the things that make you burst with joy and pride from the inside. Or at least me. I'm going to speak for myself. You know, sometimes we look at people online and we think that we know their lives from the pictures that we see and the posts that they post and the words that they write and the snippets that they give us on IG stories and IG Live and Facebook Live and all these other things. We think that we know their lives. We think that we have the inside look at what other people's lives really look like. But like the famous line from that show MTV Diary, you think you know, but you have no idea. That's so real. It's so real. But I can honestly say that I was and have been okay with my reality, because I also knew that had one of my grandparents transitioned without me being near, my life would have been turned completely upside down. I would not have been able to deal. Like, not at all. So this was the best way for me. With me being there at my grandfather's side until he took his last breath, he said to me, "Angel, stay with me. I want you to be here with me when I go." And when he said that to me, like, he was holding both of my hands and he pulled me really, really close to him, and it was like a whisper that only he and I could hear. Those are words that I'll never forget. The reality of what I knew was coming, it still stings though, as I say this to you. And maybe a part of it is because I'd never been that close to death before. I'd never been that close to death before. And I hope that you guys understand where I'm coming from with this, because I'm not sharing this to make you sad or for this to be a Debbie Downer type of 7-Minute Sunday or episode. I really, really want this to make you reconsider or even invest more in the people that you love and how you spend time with them and how you cherish them and even how you operate in your life and how you show up in your life, not just for yourself, but how you show up for other people. That's why I'm sharing this. And you know, I know that my grandfather knew what was coming his way. he said to me, I'm ready to go. And that little line, that did give me some peace. It did give me some peace. But going through all of this intense family stuff last month, it was still draining and overwhelming. But it also gave me so much perspective. It made me want to live bigger and even more fearless. Because for now, I still have the blessing of life. But one day, my day will come too. And when it does, I want to be okay and settled like my grandfather and able to say with a sense of calm, I'm ready to go. I wanted to share my still very raw truth in this space with you because I think you get it. I think that you understand trying to live your best life. So you understand when one of those best lives comes to an end, you understand the impact and the finality of it all. He was 89 years old, which means that he had been there for every single year of my life, which is little compared to his life and his 89 years. He taught me things, talked my ear off about politics, and also encouraged me to go out and get it. He would say things like, give them hell, do your best. You're on your way out? You're going on another trip? All right. Do what you gotta do, baby. Do what you gotta do. It is so funny. I want to tell you guys a quick little side note, too. I remember when I first moved in with my grandparents, I was doing all this traveling, and my grandfather said to me one night before I left on a trip, he goes, it was just him and me, and he goes, you know, Angel, I think, and he looked at me like almost out of the corner of his eyes, and he said, I think you work for the CIA. That completely threw me off, and I was shocked because anybody that knows me, you know that I love watching like crime dramas and spy movies and thrillers and all that kind of stuff. And so for him to say that he thought I was in the CIA, that I just got a kick out of that. But he is somebody that believed in me. And so now, as his life has come to an end, I realize that my life has to have a new beginning. It has to have new life. I have to breathe new life into this blessing that I have. I have to have a life filled with passion and filled with love. A life led by experiences and governed by my heart. A life worthy of 89 years plus, maybe. A life that I can be proud of. So this, in my own little way, is me sharing with you, but also my tribute to my grandfather, Wilfred Francis Jr., who departed this world a proud man, a loved man, a great man, a kind man, a happy man, very generous with his time and efforts type of man. Someone that I'm proud to have been his granddaughter and have experienced life with him in it. And in my life. And with that, I thank you so much for spending time with me and hanging out with me on the 7-Minute Sunday. This episode was absolutely a little bit different, but I'm glad that you made it to the end. I'm glad that you have shared your time with me and allowed me to share my experiences and what I've learned with you. And I hope that you have an amazing week ahead. I hope that you completely live out loud. I hope that you continue to chase all of your dreams, and you're bold, and you're fearless in your pursuit of your dreams. And until next time, keep killing it. If you've been feeling like you need a switch, pivot, or quit, and the following questions that I'm about to ask sound very, very familiar to you, they're the type of questions that keep you up at night and infiltrate your brain during the day when you're actually trying to get things done. Questions like, what's next? Where do I start? What am I passionate about? Am I reaching my full potential? What can I do to work toward achieving my greatness? If those are the types of questions that regularly play on a reel over and over in your mind, and they're actually starting to bother you, I have a solution. I have an answer. I've come up with something that is going to dramatically help you out. It's called the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Planner. It's available at switchpivotorquit.com. If you just click on the resources tab, or even if you just go to the website, you'll see it front and center, first thing on the page. Why did I create this? Because I know what that feels like. And I also know what it feels like to go from a position in your life where you're feeling completely unsure and unfulfilled, and you don't know what's next, but you know something has to be done, to go into a place where you feel like you have clarity, where you feel like and you know that you're winning, where you're making a difference, where you just feel more settled in your space in life. So going from where you are to where you ideally want to be. That's exactly what the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Planner is designed to help you do. It is designed to help you get from one spot to the next spot. And I created this because I know what it feels like. I know exactly what it feels like to have all of these questions looming over your head, but not having the answers. And also, most important, not knowing where to start. The Switch, Pivot, or Quit Planner is a lifestyle guide to personal change for professional gain. It's actually an inside look at some of the tools and the tactics that I used to get myself out of that position that I was in, to traveling around Europe for 110 days, to being featured in magazines and on websites like Forbes and The Muse and Career Contessa, to hosting and having a 7-city book tour, to being a traditionally published author, to all these amazing things that came on the other side of my Switch, Pivot, or Quit. This is my attempt and effort at giving you an inside look at what you need to do to get yourself from where you are to where you want to be. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, then you know that I feel strongly that your personal development will help to dictate your success on the professional side. So this is your opportunity to do the work personally so that you can achieve wonderful success professionally. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and sign up now.